So the Proteas in India will face off in the third T20 international of their series at Centurion tomorrow. The series is currently deadlocked at 1-1 going into that one. The Proteas have shown some good improvement on their performance in the first T20 at Hollywood Bets Kingsmead Stadium last week, Friday. They were soundly beaten in that one, but bounced back nicely on Sunday in Gqeberha. And all-rounder Marco Jansen is hoping that the team continues to improve.
The second game, we were a lot more focused on winning those small battles, because T20, like 2-3 overs, is actually, there's a lot that can happen. So for us, it was just a focus point in terms of just trying to win those small battles, and I think we won most of the small battles, even though it was a low-scoring game.
So that match tomorrow will start at 5 p.m. Staying with cricket news, and sport and politics come together once again as India have stated they will not travel to Pakistan for the ICC Champions Trophy next year. India haven't played in Pakistan since 2008 and have said that they will play their games at neutral venues like either the UAE or Sri Lanka. The Pakistan board had previously ruled out the possibility of a hybrid competition. Pakistan took part in the World Cup in India last year and expected the Indians to reciprocate for the Champions Trophy. The tournament is set to take place from the 19th of February to the 9th of March next year. No fixture schedule has been produced just yet. Then finally, in some tennis, it is day three of the ATP Finals in Turin. Looking at game one from the day, fourth seed Daniel Medvedev cruised past seventh seed Alex de Minaur 6-2, 6-4. And a bit later, Jannik Sinner will take on Taylor Fritz. But Sinner says that the trophy for finishing the year as the world number one tennis player is the most special silverware he owns. He was presented the award at the season-ending finals in Turin, and Sinner took the opportunity to pay tribute to his family.
Only they know from my early stages when I was around 13 how much sacrifices we made as a family also. You know, we would have never thought that we have this, you know, at home at some point.
So that game later between Sinner and Fritz will see the two unbeaten players come up against each other. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.